An update now on our top story, the crash of Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 today in eastern Ukraine. The plane was carrying 295 people, and reporters have seen bodies strewn on the ground in eastern Ukraine amid wreckage from the plane. The plane was traveling from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur. A Ukrainian official has claimed the plane was shot down. That has not yet been confirmed. We'll continue to follow this story and bring you the latest. But we go now to the big break this week in the dispute between China and Vietnam. China has decided to move an oil rig from the waters in the South China Sea that are claimed by both Beijing and Hanoi. There were violent anti-China protests in Vietnam after China deployed the rig in the disputed waters off the Paracel Islands in the South China Sea. And now China says it is shifting the location of the billion-dollar oil rig because its work in the area is done, not because of Vietnam's criticism. For more, we're joined by Murray Hebert, a Southeast Asia expert with the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington. Murray, welcome.
Thank you.
Well, is this dispute over?
No, I don't think so. It's been going on for a while. Likely will continue. So China, like you said, has announced that it's moving the oil rig. This, we don't know exactly why. Was it because of pending storms? China itself said it had completed two exploration tests. They were going to now take the data, analyze it. But this dispute really in the South China Sea has been with China and its the five other disputing countries has been going on for a long time, but it's really ramped up since 2009 or so, and so we can expect more to come.
Well, and give us a sense of the dispute here. This is Vietnam, which is a country that is really, its economy is growing very quickly. It's becoming a major manufacturing hub in Asia, a role that China has had and still does have. But tell us about the tension between these two countries, especially when it comes to energy exploration.
Well, yeah, the China claims basically all of the South China Sea. It's got a nine-dash line that basically goes around the outer rim of the South China Sea. China says it are its neighbors like Vietnam and the Philippines have been exploring for oil and gas within their it doesn't say within their continental shelf, but they have been exploring in disputed waters. They are in fact on Vietnam and the Philippines exclusive economic zone, which runs 200 nautical miles, and so China has been challenging this, and part of it is no doubt the need for all these countries that are growing so rapidly to find new sources of energy. But part of it is also China trying to assert its sovereignty over this very big South China Sea and basically claim it as its own lake.
Well, and we have some sound here from a spokesman for the Vietnamese Coast Guard recorded by the BBC. Here he is speaking through a translator.
We have fought through diplomatic, political and legal routes. We have tried to raise awareness of the issue in a peaceful manner. I think the Chinese have now realized this and so put an end to their infringement of our sovereignty.
So that's the official word from Vietnam. But did the U.S. play a role in this, do you think?
It probably played at least some role. The U.S. has been talking to all the parties and that are in this dispute in the South China Sea, and as well as recently as last weekend, when last Thursday and Friday, Secretary Kerry was in Beijing for the Strategic and Economic Dialogue, a dialogue that's held every year between the two countries. It raises a bunch of issues, but without a doubt, at the top of Kerry's concerns would have been the dispute in the South China Sea and would have probably urged China to find ways to tamp things down.
Murray Hebert, Deputy Director and Senior Fellow for Southeast Asia Studies at the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington. Murray, thank you.
Thank you.